Vamos con Lerby Hernández. Esto que se llama arrastrando las patas. Son exactamente las 10:45.
It's mid-morning in the West Des Moines studios of KDLS FM 105.5, known as La Ley, or The Law. DJ Victor Martinez is giving his loyal audience the music it craves from south of the border.
Ranchero, banda, mariachi. It's kind of, we call it a regional mexicana.
He also plays a kind of music known as corridos, which has gained popularity on stations like La Ley nationwide. Martinez was born in the state of Michoacán in central Mexico. He's been spinning discs in the U.S. for more than 20 years, with stops in Sacramento and Portland, Oregon. He has an affable on-air style, and he occasionally takes on the persona of an old man with a squeaky voice as he jokes with co-host Mario Palomina.
¿Por qué no me dijeron para haber traído ropa más sexy, para haber traído, no sé, algunas tangas más pequeñas y me pongo de modo que me las vea?
KDLS has been broadcasting the music of Latin America since it hit the airwaves as a low-powered AM signal in 2003. In late 2008, it flipped over to FM and powered up to 10,000 watts. KDLS's general manager is Catalina Barreto. She comes from Colombian heritage, grew up in Miami, and moved to the Des Moines area to be closer to a sister who had migrated north. She says La Ley's stronger signal has made a big difference in drawing more Latino listeners to 105.5.
It's a huge change because you were a small radio station and you became a big radio station, very competitive and with a great signal. So it makes a big change because now we have more advertisers. We have big companies that understand the need to target the Hispanic community.
Barreto pulls out a coverage map indicating La Ley's mix of music, talk shows, buy-and-sell programs, and even soap operas now reaches as far away as Marshalltown, Ottumwa, and Fort Dodge. She says these listeners are paying close attention to the things they hear.
They really speak up their mind. They let you know what they like, and when they don't agree with our comments, you know, we try to have a really close communication with our listeners. So, I mean, those phones never stop. When we say something and there's a song that they like or they don't like it, they will let you know for sure.
The format is attracting an estimated average audience of 1,200 for every quarter hour. It's pulling in advertising from car dealers, chain restaurants, and any business wishing to tap into the growing purchasing power of Hispanics in the state. Spanish-language newspapers are also reaching out to these new consumers. In western Iowa, Nicaragua native Lorena Lopez is owner, publisher, and sole reporter for La Prensa, the press.
It's me. Yes, me. I sell, I do sales, I go and get interviews, yep.
A former TV reporter, Lopez is also chief photographer and layout designer for the biweekly newspaper she launched in 2006. She rarely sits, but on a cold winter's morning, she's landed in her tiny office on Main Street in Denison. Nearby, a plaque declares her the town's woman of business for the year 2010.
In the beginning was a little difficult because it's hard. A lot of times it's hard for Anglos to trust, you know, to a new media. And in this case, was a Latino media.
But now advertisers are filling La Prensa with sales pitches in Spanish. A recent edition had full-page ads from Hy-Vee food stores and a West Des Moines law firm. There were appeals from a medical clinic, a dentist, some eye doctors, a real estate office, and a car repair shop.
They want Latinos come to their business, and La Prensa offered to our advertising. We guarantee that people going to take the paper and they're going to see their ads.
La Prensa is a free publication that can be picked up at grocery stores, lunch spots, and bookstores in Denison, Carroll, Storm Lake, Perry, Spencer, and Des Moines. Almost all of its content is produced by Lopez. She writes about education, religion, immigration, and politics.
I interview 3 times to Obama, to President Obama. I interview all the candidates when they came around, and I follow them also, almost everywhere in the area.
And there are some lighter touches. A Spanish language crossword puzzle. The social pages with photographs from family celebrations and local festivals. Horoscopes. La Prensa and La Ley are not alone in providing news and entertainment to the Latino population. KAZT-FM in Tama changed ownership last September, dropped its oldies format, and started broadcasting in Spanish. At least two newspapers in the Des Moines area, El Latino and Viente del Trópico, are printed in Spanish. Even Iowa Public Radio has introduced a classical music program for Spanish speakers earlier this month called Concierto. In West Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.